The U.S. Postal Service is projected to lose about $13 billion this year. The HEROES Act, passed by the House in May, would provide $25 billion to the service over the next 3 years. Senator Charles Schumer, meanwhile, is urging Postmaster General Louis DeJoy to stop taking steps to make the Postal Service less efficient.
Even though some workers can't go to work because of COVID, not to replace them. He has put in rules to limit overtime. He has put in rules saying it's okay if the mail's late.
Presidents of three unions representing an estimated 6,100 postal workers in western New York say DeJoy is trying to take a service and treat it like a business. Dave Grosskopf, president of the National Association of Letter Carriers Western New York branch, says they can't afford to allow mail service to slow down.
The Postal Service, again, is out there delivering, you know, critical things such as medications. I get calls every single day, you know, from the general public and customers saying, what's happening? I'm low on my medication. We need the United States Postal Service to come through in these tough times.
Senator Schumer also notes that in the pandemic, an increased reliance on mail-in ballots is expected. And he points out that DeJoy is a financial supporter of President Trump, who was politically appointed to the role. The senator also acknowledged remarks by Trump on Fox News about defunding the Postal Service.
Elections are the wellspring of our democracy. If you can't get out of your house or don't want to get out of your house, you should be allowed to vote by mail. And the mail has to arrive on time before Election Day. And your absentee ballot has to arrive on time. So it's outrageous.
Meanwhile, the website Vice.com reported that several sorting machines have been shut down at distribution centers across the country, including in Buffalo, according to an unnamed postal worker quoted in the story. Michael Rosiak, WBFO News.